You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Richard Blair, the Chief Investment Officer and founder of Wealth Solutions, a financial planning portfolio management company. Mr. Blair, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
And a good morning to you, and thanks for coming out. So tell us, how did you get your idea or concept for the business to kick things off today?
Well, right after college, I took a job with a company that sold retirement plans to nonprofits and educators. And the particular product was a 403B plan. So I'd had experience with kind of the 403B market, with my mother being a teacher and my grandmother being a teacher. So I just kind of ran with that idea. In about 6 to 9 months, I started my own firm, which now is Wealth Solutions, to give more specialized independent service to my clients.
Now, if you would, Mr. Blair, could you tell us something about or something new you've done with your business lately and explain how you brought it to life?
Yeah, what I've tried to focus on is working with my specific clients and trying to hone in on something specialized to try to get the best out of the client experience. So what I've really honed in on is working with my existing clients, and with those existing clients, looking at the referrals that I can bring in to get better specialized, like I said, attention to the clients that I have. So that's really helped out the organization with not only making the clients that we have feel special and with the individual attention, but also helping my firm grow and build with new clients.
Now, on another note, obviously production is very important when it comes to business success. What are your keys to making yourself personally productive?
Well, it's just getting up and looking at the business, meeting with staff, trying to find out, you know, what the greatest opportunity out there for helping our clients. And, bringing everybody in the fold, talking to existing clients, finding out what really makes this whole experience special to them, what they're looking for, and just trying to communicate as best as possible, because that's the best way of bringing in, you know, not only new clients, but keeping your clients on board, is trying to find out what really makes it, the whole experience, special to them.
Today we're visiting with Mr. Richard Blair, the Chief Investment Officer and founder of Wealth Solutions, a financial planning portfolio management company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Blair, what has been the greatest challenge in your professional career thus far?
Well, it's a constant change, and that's also a good and a bad thing sometimes. It's that's what kind of keeps you on your feet, is the business is constantly evolving, so you kind of stay ahead of the change. It's not a very stagnant business, you know, with new regulatory concerns and new products being developed by the providers, that you've always got to stay on. And so my biggest thing has been continuing education, is getting additional certifications to keep ahead of that curve. And so I think it's been sometimes a blessing and a curse. But what it does is to make sure the clients that you have are constantly, you're giving them the best possible service.
Yeah, good stuff there. Thanks for that. Lastly, what advice would you give to others aspiring to succeed in your field or industry?
Well, no, the advice I would say was try to specialize in something. Don't just jump in and try to do everything. Try to pick a specific client group, whether it be small business, whether it be individuals, whether it be the institutional side, pick something and focus in on that. And then once you do that, try to find everything you can about that industry and client. you want to try to get as much continuing education as possible, continue to learn the business, try to find a mentor out there that you can work under, because that's the difference between succeeding and failing, is the education you have, because people are going to know right off. I don't care what kind of salesman you are. Are you going to be genuine or not? And I think a lot of that comes from really knowing the business and educating yourself, not just at the beginning, but throughout your business career.
Mr. Blair, some good sound advice there, and I certainly appreciate your sharing that per your expertise and knowledge there. Where can listeners get all the details on your company, Wealth Solutions?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.wealthsolutionsri.com. They can go to my LinkedIn address, which is linkedin.com, and Richard Blair, BB66772108. And then I've also got a Crunchbase, which is www.crunchbase.com/person/Richard/Blair, B-L-A-I-R. And my personal email address is Blair, B-L-A-I-R, at wealthsolutionsri.com if they've got any specific ideas they would like to share with me.
Well, Mr. Blair, we certainly have appreciated your time and advice here, and thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Richard Blair, the Chief Investment Officer and founder of Wealth Solutions, a financial planning portfolio management company. For further details and to learn more, visit WealthSolutionsRIA.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.